The company reports that the operation is going according to plan, though there is no word as yet whether the move will succeed in stopping the flow of oil into the Gulf. Irene Lagan has this report.
The top kill procedure involves pumping thousands of pounds of heavy fluids and cement to stop the pipes that have been spewing oil a mile under the surface of the sea. The technique has never been tried at such a depth, and British Petroleum executives have given it a 60 to 70% chance of success. Appearing on the PBS NewsHour, BP Managing Director Robert Dudley said estimates putting the growth of the spill at 25,000 barrels a day or more were probably inaccurate.
Well, the estimates of the well rates have never been BP's estimates. They've been the Joint Unified Command working with government agencies and BP. They've been based on satellite pictures of the oil at the surface, but there's no reason of anything that's happened that would suggest those higher figures.
Meanwhile, BP's internal investigation into the Gulf of Mexico oil spill reveals that the company missed several warning signs that could have prevented the April explosion of the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig. Part of an incomplete report into the matter was presented to U.S. lawmakers. It highlights a series of equipment failures and abnormal indicators about pipeline pressure and the flow of drilling fluids in the 5 hours before the blowout. Congress is holding a series of hearings on the explosion and subsequent leak, even as oil continues to gush from the well. Testifying to the House Natural Resources Committee, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said the Obama administration is determined to hold BP accountable for its mistakes.
It is our job then as a United States government to make sure that BP does the job that it is required to do by law.
Engineers are working on backup plans in case the procedure doesn't work. The president has planned a trip to Louisiana on Friday. I'm Irene Lagan.